Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 1st. Today's word is mayhem, spelled M-A-Y-H-E-M. Mayhem is a noun that means willful and permanent deprivation of a bodily member resulting in the impairment of a person's fighting ability. It can also mean willful and permanent crippling, mutilation, or disfigurement of any part of the body. Mayhem can also mean, more broadly, needless or willful damage or violence. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Anthony Lane. Joe is not your average Joe. He's a contract killer. The business is low grade. Payments are made with an envelope of cash stuffed above a ceiling tile. And at the end of a hard night's mayhem, Joe returns to the small house that he shares with his elderly mother. Legally speaking, mayhem refers to the gruesome crime of deliberately causing an injury that permanently disfigures another. The name derives via Middle English from the Anglo-French verb maimer, meaning to maim, and is probably of Germanic origin. The English verb to maim, M-A-I-M, comes from the same ancestor. The disfigurement sense of mayhem first appeared in English in the 15th century. By the 19th century, the word had come to mean any kind of violent behavior. Nowadays, mayhem can be used to suggest any kind of chaos or disorder, as in, there was mayhem in the streets during the citywide blackout. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.